When a mysterious fog moves in, the people of Key Milagro begin to act rather strangely. And now, part two of Tropical Hot Dog Night.
We're getting clear of the fog now.
God, it's like cotton candy. It's so sticky.
That stuff sure can suck the color out of you.
Out of you, Mojo?
Well, not that much. But did you see out there in the street, everything was in black and white?
Yes, I did notice that.
Is that what happened to Claudine?
It was taking more than just her color. It was taking her.
You think she would have disappeared?
I don't know.
Where are we headed?
The next island. Kimakan.
It is a strange fog, is it not?
How's Claudine?
She's resting.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you should, too.
No, I'm too excited. I want to spend the night on Key Milagro. I want to watch the fog come creeping in on little leopard feet.
Leopards don't have little feet.
Are you with me?
I gotta do a little preparation before I let myself get sucked back into that stuff.
Mojo, are you frightened?
I just want to know where I stand on that fog's food chain.
We arrived at Key Makanda late that night. We decided to stay on the island for a few days while we planned our next move. Okay, listen, everyone. Claudine and I feel it's best that we don't talk about Key Milagro.
Why not?
Because they may feel that we've been sort of infected.
What, we have some kind of contagious virus?
I hear the people on this island don't like the people on that island.
Mojo is right. Let's see what we can find out. But please, don't tell people where we were.
Okay, my lips are zipped. I'll have the chicken salad, please.
Anything to drink?
Iced tea, yes.
Excuse me, are you Canadian?
Yes, from Montreal. And you are American?
Yeah, from New Jersey.
You don't sound like New Jerseyer.
Not everyone sounds like, yo, Vinny, get me a beer.
Now that sounds right.
I haven't seen you here before.
Oh, we are island hopping. Hop, hop, hop.
Sounds like fun.
Have you been to the other island?
Which island?
Key Milagro.
No.
I hear strange things happen on that island.
I know.
What did you hear?
I can't talk now.
Perhaps later? This evening?
All right.
I meet you here?
No, there's a bar down at the docks. The Jolly Rodriguez.
Is that an Hispanic pirate bar?
It may have been.
I will see you there. Oh, what time?
7?
Last night we were on Key Milagro. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
You spent the night there?
We left when the fog came.
Did anything happen?
One of our crew became ill. Now she's fine.
What is it like?
It is a strange island.
People go there. They don't come back.
Why don't they?
I guess they like it there.
What do people here say about Key Milagro?
Key Diablo.
Pardon?
They call it Key Diablo.
Devil's Island? Really?
Yes, really.
Key Diablo. It sounds exciting, no?
I know. And it's so boring here.
You have never been there?
No.
I don't understand. You come all the way from New Jersey and you don't visit an island that is, what, 20, 30 kilometers away?
It's not a place you go just to visit.
Why not?
Like I said, they don't come back. But if they do, they pack up and leave.
They go back to Key Diablo?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's because they feel alive.
Alive enough to never want to return here?
Isn't that reason enough?
So why haven't you gone?
I don't want to be taken over.
What takes you over?
I don't know.
Is it a monster?
You know about that?
Yes, of course.
Did you see it?
No. But it intrigues you, yes?
A little. Maybe.
You should go see for yourself.
Are you going back?
Do you want to come?
No, I don't think so.
The second day on Key Makanda, Rose arrived. We had met Rose in San Miguel, Later, when Bunny, the youngest member of our crew, went back to school, Rose asked if we needed another crew member. And we said, why not? The only person who complained was Mojo.
What are you saying? I never complained about Rose.
Oh, yes, you did. You said three women and only two men. Man, those women will have us outnumbered, outvoted, and outwitted.
That's the truth. You keep packing this boat with smart women, and we're going to find ourselves drifting in a dinghy while they go sailing off into the sunset.
Well, that sounds like mutiny.
They don't need no mutiny. Not when they can outsmart us.
You know, Mojo, there are times you just have to take the chance.
I know. So when is Rose coming?
Oh, sometime before noon.
She coming in on the Allen Hopper?
Yeah, Dominique is meeting her.
So when are we going back to Key Diablo?
Well, that'll be up to Claudine.
I'd like to get back there soon.
Yeah? You are so eager.
I got a feeling about that place.
What are you feeling?
I don't know yet, except I got it.
Well, if we're going back there soon, I think we'll have to do it without Claudine.
I understand that.
Mojo, what do you think they mean when they refer to the monster in the fog?
Is the monster in the fog, or is the fog in the monster?
You know, I've been thinking about that, too.
Either way, it's going to be hell to pay when the monster comes out to play.
What I think that waiter was talking
Dandy
about...
Danny.
That's his name?
That's what they call him.
All right. Well, I read something Oliver Sacks had written.
The neurologist?
Yeah. He was saying that humans cannot see movement.
What?
We take snapshots and put them together into overlapping mosaic patterns, and we perceive it as movement.
Like a film?
Exactly.
A zoetrope. What is that?
It was invented in the mid-19th century.
No, actually, zoetropes go back to China around 180 AD. Is that a cylinder that spins around and projects images like a horse and it appears to be galloping?
It used to be called a magic lantern.
The first motion pictures.
We can't actually see movement?
No, we can't. We constantly take still shots. So what we think we see are not only images we choose to take snapshots of, but also how we choose to arrange them. And that's determined by our upbringing, our conditioning, our faith, our beliefs, and so on.
And that is how we see and how we determine what is reality.
Man, no wonder no one agrees on anything.
You got that right. So that's all we know.
If you don't mind my saying, you don't know very much.
There is something in that fog.
Yeah, I could feel it reaching for my shadow, like it wants to come out and play.
What do you know about the history of Key Milagro?
We know nothing, right?
The locals around here don't like talking about that island.
Do they have a library?
I believe there is, yes.
Well, can we get on the internet?
Yeah, but it'll probably be dial-up.
I'm going to see what I can find.
Claudine?
Yes?
Are you going back to Key Milagro?
Of course. That is what I am here for.
Yeah, but are you sure that's wise?
Maybe not.
Well, the thing is, this time, you know, we'll have to stay.
Then that is what we will do.
And what if you start to become transparent?
I don't think that will happen.
Are you sure?
Don't worry about me. It is you I am concerned about.
Me?
You need to exercise.
Eat exercise.
Every morning, Mojo does Tai Chi. Why don't you join him?
Oh, God, I can't wake up and do that.
Why not?
I like to start the day with a nice cup of cappuccino.
Dominic does Tai Chi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jack, you are so lazy.
Look, it's too difficult.
No, it is not.
I tried Tai Chi once. I kept losing my balance.
Why?
Well, I was trying not to spill my cappuccino.
Oh, you. You are so bad, Jack.
Bad Jack. I like that.
Oh, get out. Go do something. Out, you lazy bum.
Lazy bum. I like that, too.